In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good afternoon, everyone. As we come together as God's family this evening, let us ask for God's forgiveness, God's mercy, and God's incredible peace. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You feed us with your body and blood to strengthen us on our journey. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer our prayers with unceasing kindness. For those you glory now by the Creator and Guide, restore what you have created, the gift you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come, without paying and without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. God answers all our needs.
The eyes of all look hopefully to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. God answers all our needs.
The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. God answers all our needs.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, not any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew to a boat, a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place. It's already late. Dismiss the crowd. They may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." And Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to Jesus, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said to them, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven, he said the blessings, broke the bread, the loaves, and gave it to the disciples, who in turn gave it to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who were there, about 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm quite sure all of us know at this point that our parish was blessed to have a new priest assigned here. We have an assistant pastor in Father McConan. I know you quite sure have seen him around. He's been doing a great job learning how to live and serve here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. He's been a priest for 5 years and wants to be a pastor in an urban setting. And the Archdiocese has chosen our parish as the place that he might learn how to be a good pastor, a good shepherd in a parish like St. Martin de Porres. As I've said many times, sadly, many of our priests do not want to serve in communities like ours. They don't know what they're missing. And so I've been in teacher mode for the past month or so, trying to help him to adjust and understand the gifts and the challenges and the blessings that exist in a parish such as ours. We've been to the bank, we've sat down for meetings, and me being me, trying my best to teach. But when I read the gospel tonight, there's one line that really struck my heart to share with Father McConan as he tries to become a very good pastor and a very good shepherd. It's a line that comes from this wonderful story of Jesus feeding the thousands of people with so little, just 5 loaves and 2 fish. But he says something to them that I think is worthy to be repeated. He says, "Bring them here to me. Bring them here to me." Our God is awesome. Our God is able to do anything that our God wants to do. You know that. Your own life is a testimony to that, of God's incredible power to take our little bit and transform it and transfix it to something great. Bring it to me. We bring our stuff to Jesus. He can take it and make it what it ought to be. But that prayer, that command, "Bring them to me," is what I try my best to live and try to show Father McComb. A pastor is not an administrator only or business manager. A pastor is first and foremost somebody who brings people to Jesus. If you don't do that well, you're not a very good pastor. So the basic line of trying to show anyone, whether it's North Wales or North Philly, how to be a good servant, a good shepherd, bring people closer to Jesus Christ. It's never about you. In priesthood, the consecrated life of a sister, the married life, and being a faithful Christian. It's never about you. It's always about what we bring and do for somebody else. Bring it to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus. Because we know when Jesus gets in the middle of anything, it's different. It's changed. It's made holy. It's made better. And so tonight, as we know, the hand of the Lord does feed us. And we come tonight to be fed by the Eucharist, that we might be strengthened, that we too might go out and bring somebody, anybody, to Jesus. Amen. Let's rise together and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God and light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for forgiveness of sin. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we gather this evening as God's family, we now offer our petitions with great confidence to our good and gracious God. We pray for all of our church leaders, the laity, the religious, the clergy. We pray for Pope Francis that God might help all of us draw people closer to Jesus. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our broken nation right now, that God might heal our nation, heal our land, and help us to serve the most vulnerable and the most poor in our midst. We pray to the Lord. We pray for an end to all violence, especially in our city. We pray for peace and justice to reign. We pray to the Lord. We pray that we might be people who bring people closer to Christ as we today remember those who are missionaries and give whatever we have to the mission collection today in our collection. We pray to the Lord. For those who are sick, especially those with coronavirus, and those who care for them, we pray to the Lord. For all those who passed away, especially our family and friends, may they find rest and peace in God's kingdom, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pause now in confidence at our own personal needs. God of love and mercy, hear our prayers today. Feed us always with the bread of life and the courage we need to bring somebody to your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at my hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his church. Sanctify our gifts, we pray, O Lord, and help us to grow closer to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. Your Son's Paschal mystery, his suffering, death, and resurrection, accomplished a marvelous deed and calls us to the glory that has made all of us a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. Everywhere we proclaim your mighty works, you've called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so if angels, archangels, thrones and dominions, and the whole host of heaven, we join their voices as we say together, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. When supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer to you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Nelson, our Bishop, the clergy, and all your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them to the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, Saint Martin de Porres, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, to praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. 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 Let's pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all this evil, and grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your grace and mercy, keep us free from sin, safe from worry and distress, as we await the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever. The peace of Jesus be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us your peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Jesus, who takes away the sins of the world, who feeds us with his own body and blood. How blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. As always, I'm grateful for your presence here this evening. I know it's a very warm, humid day here in Philadelphia, but thank you for coming to church and giving God praise and thanks for all that God has done for us. Today would normally be the Mission Collection Sunday, but unfortunately, as you know, all the realities have changed with travel, and so our missionary could not be with us. There's a beautiful letter of his work he does in India, and so I invite you, if you couldn't today, but please offer whatever you can to the Mission Collection. An envelope, whatever you have to offer would be appreciated to support that mission. You are a church that is truly not just here, but throughout the world. So support the Mission Collection and read Father's work in the bulletin today. This week we have a special Bible study for those who are ladies, only for women. So Sister Lynn Marie is having a women's only Bible study on Thursday at 6:30. The same information that's our normal time for Bible study. It's going to be on Thursday. It will not be Bible study Tuesday. So this Wednesday, just this one week, we're going to have a women's only Bible study and invite our ladies to join Sister Lynn. I can't go, I'm a guy, but join Sister Lynn and the folks on Bible study at 6:30 this Thursday. I want to thank all those who are part of the food distribution program last week. I know Sheila's part of that, so many others. So we gave away 77 bags of fruit to those in need last Sunday. So it's a wonderful way that we show, round of applause, that's wonderful, to thank God for that gift of mercy. So very grateful for that. Next Sunday, our men's ministry meets every second Sunday. They will meet at a normal time, 8:45 in the church hall, with mask on, of course. And our men's ministry is a wonderful ministry, and we invite our men to be part of that as well. If you came into church, or perhaps you leave church, you'll see a petition. We're sending a petition to Mayor Kenny, Councilman Clark, and a few others to ask them to be more attentive to this community when it comes to trash. I understand they cleaned Lehigh Avenue today, but 24th Street continues to be a dumping ground. And so we know as school prepares to return and all the realities of our neighborhood, we want the services we deserve. And so I invite everybody to please sign a petition. My name's on it, of course, as pastor, and we will send it to those city officials and hope they pay attention to us and give us the services we deserve. God's kingdom is not just in Rittenhouse Square or Manayunk or East Falls. It's right here in North Philadelphia, and we have to cry out for the same justice as anybody else does. And so please sign that petition. It's a very simple request to provide services and clean up on a regular basis all of our neighborhood, which we live and love here in North Philadelphia. Stand now for our final blessing and our going forth. And let us pray. God of love, you accompany us along our journey with the food of life. Always give us your never-failing care and help us to be worthy of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.